In the day's other headlines, a group of preservationists is suing President Donald Trump over his White House ballroom renovation. The National Trust for Historic Preservation wants a federal court to stop the project so it can go through an architectural review and win congressional approval. Their lawsuit claims that Trump has already committed multiple violations by fast-tracking the project. The Trump administration has argued that a new ballroom is long overdue. The White House is expected to submit plans to a federal planning commission before the end of the year, about 3 months after construction began. Weather officials say catastrophic flooding and landslides are bringing a significant risk to life and property in Washington State and Northwest Oregon. North of Seattle, the entire city of Burlington and its 10,000 residents have been forced to evacuate.
This is wild. You feel the whole concrete shaking. Oh, my God.
Days of torrential rains have caused historic flooding, with many rivers in western Washington at or near record levels.
All right, he's above the roof. You can come easy back if you'd like.
Near the Canadian border, Coast Guard helicopters rescued people who were forced onto their rooftops by the rising waters. Elsewhere, residents raced to protect their properties, while for others, it was already too late.
Looks like we now have a houseboat. About 6 feet of water underneath my house, maybe seven.
Weather officials say that even though heavy rains have stopped and water levels will start to recede, many areas will remain flooded for days. In Gaza, residents are clearing up from Winter Storm Byron, which has flooded camps where Palestinians have been sheltering in already dire conditions. People were forced to dig out their belongings as dirt roads turned to mud and piles of garbage and sewage piled up. Palestinian officials have reported more than 2,500 distress calls because of the storm. One woman who spoke to the NewsHour says she can't sleep in such conditions.
Are we going to stay like this, sleeping in tents with submerged water? Here is the water. Do you see it? I don't know how long we can bear these horrible burdens and this pain.
Aid groups say Israel has not met its agreement under a ceasefire with Hamas to allow 600 trucks of aid into Gaza each day. Israel disputes this claim, saying it has allowed in truckloads of tents, blankets, and warm clothing. The EU has agreed to indefinitely freeze nearly $250 billion in Russian assets, a significant step in freeing up money to support Ukraine. Moscow claims that such a move is illegal. It comes as the warring countries traded new attacks today. Video showed Ukrainian firefighters battling a blaze in the Odessa region, where Ukraine's navy says a Russian strike damaged three Turkish-owned vessels. Separately, Ukraine says its drones hit two Russian oil rigs in the Caspian Sea.
President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops in Kupiansk in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Russia had claimed to control the frontline city, but Ukraine says it has retaken parts of the area and has Russian troops surrounded. President Trump says that Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to stop the latest round of violence along their shared border. In a social media post, Mr. Trump wrote, quote, "They have agreed to cease all shooting effective this evening and go back to the original peace accord made with me." Earlier, Thailand's prime minister told reporters that his country was not the aggressor in the latest conflict and that a ceasefire with Cambodia was still out of reach. Fighting flared up earlier this week along their shared border, leaving at least 20 people dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. Back in this country, former University of Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore was charged with stalking and felony home invasion today. The 39-year-old appeared in court via video as prosecutors described how he broke into the apartment of a woman with whom he'd been having an affair. They say he then threatened to kill himself in front of her for reporting their relationship to the school. The married father of three was fired this week for having an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. A not guilty plea was entered on Moore's behalf. His next court hearing is set for late January. On Wall Street today, tech stocks dragged on the broader markets to end the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back from its recent record, falling around 250 points. The Nasdaq gave back nearly 400 points. The S&P 500 saw its worst day in about 3 weeks. And downhill skiing legend Lindsey Vonn made history today as the oldest ever winner of a World Cup race. The 41-year-old's victory in Switzerland was her first such win since 2018. It comes more than 5 years after she retired from the sport amid injuries. It represents a major step in her comeback following a titanium knee replacement as she eyes the 2026 Winter Olympics. Vonn is looking to build on her storied career, which includes an Olympic gold medal and 44 World Cup downhill wins. For a bit of perspective, before today, the oldest World Cup winner was a 37-year-old male skier. The last women's record holder was just 34. Still to come on the NewsHour, how Indiana Republicans came to defy President Trump and reject congressional redistricting. The president issues an executive order to limit state regulations on artificial intelligence. And David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.